Jazzy.
The holidays are a perfect time to reflect, to be thankful for what you have, the family you love, the friends you cherish, and for the blessings that will come. David and Melissa Conning wish you the hope, the joy, and the wonder of the holidays today and throughout the coming new year.
You're listening to a special New Year's Day presentation on Jazzy, Grandma's Old Radio, celebrating the golden age of radio, presented as a holiday gift from David and Melissa Conning and Jazzy 93.7. KJZY Sebastopol.
Memories ring of love so true.
Memories of our teenage years come flashing back for many of us when we hear the name Henry Aldrich. It was in 1937 that Henry's cracking voice was first heard on radio. Henry Aldrich was described as a typical teenage boy who lives in a world all his own. A world of impulses, hectic activity, and honest enthusiasms. Well, here's your chance to re-enter the world of a kid who was constantly in more trouble than even you were in those years. The world of...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith, and starring Ezra Stone as Henry, with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And now for the Aldrich family.
When you take a typical American family, plus some friends and neighbors, and then add one teenage boy, you needn't bother to stir things up. The boy, if he's like Henry Aldrich, will somehow attend to that. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is late afternoon.
No, Homer, I think you don't have to.
You do? I don't?
Definitely not.
Boy, Hen, I hope you're right. I've been saving for 2 months to get a new band for my wristwatch. And now if I had to... Suppose she expects me to.
She couldn't.
How do you know?
I'll bet Agnes doesn't even know it's the anniversary of your first date with her.
Do you really think so, Hen?
Sure. Who remembers things like that? My father never does. I'm surprised you even thought of it.
Boy, I'll never forget it.
Well, okay, Homer. You have a special reason for remembering your anniversary, but Agnes doesn't, does she?
Gee, maybe you're right, Hen. And boy, is that a load off my mind.
Sure.
Sure. Now I can concentrate on my wristwatch.
Sure.
Do you think I ought to get a brown leather band, Hen, or a black one?
I heard voices in here.
Hi, Mother.
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich.
Hello, boys, and congratulations, Homer.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich. What for?
Isn't Saturday an anniversary of some kind?
Oh.
Your very first date with Agnes, isn't it?
Hen.
Gee whiz, Mother, how did you know?
I was out shopping this morning, and I ran into Agnes.
Oh.
So my heartiest congratulations to the both of you, Homer, and many happy returns.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome, boys. If you want some fruit, it's in the icebox.
Who could eat fruit now? See, Henry?
So what? So my mother knows. What does that prove?
It proves Agnes knows.
All right, supposing Agnes does know. What does that prove?
It proves there goes my watch band.
Not necessarily.
Alice, do you know where... Hello, boys.
Hi, Father.
Hi, Father. I mean Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, by the way, Homer, I ran into a friend of yours down at the Emporium today.
You did, Mr. Aldrich? Whom?
Agnes.
Oh. May I ask in what department?
I believe it was in Ladies Unmentionables. Is your mother in the kitchen, Henry?
I think so, Father.
See you later, boys.
Well, that does it.
Homer, why do you keep jumping at conclusions?
I'm not jumping at them, Hen. They're jumping at me.
I still don't see it.
Then what was Agnes doing in Ladies Unmentionables?
I don't know. Maybe she was just looking around.
Sure, and I know why.
Why?
To see what she could exchange what I'm going to give her for.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. Is Homer there?
Yeah, he is, Agnes.
Agnes? Oh.
Let me talk to him.
Okay, here, Homer.
Hello, Agnes. Oh, boy. Agnes, is there any special reason you asked me to come over to your house?
No, Homer, I was just lonely.
Oh.
Isn't it wonderful, Homer? Another wonderful, thrilling year.
Sure.
And, Homer, I just want you to know that I don't expect a thing as an anniversary present.
You don't?
Of course not. I have you. What more could I ask for?
Nothing, Agnes.
Another year, and we're still together. That's all any girl needs to make her happy, her man.
Sure. Don't you think a brown band would go better with my wristwatch than a black?
And anyway, I don't think it's fair for a girl to expect a boy to spend all his money on her.
Sure. That's what I like about you, Agnes. You're so fair.
Sure. $4 or $5 ought to be plenty.
Oh.
Homer.
What?
Give me a hint.
Oh, I can.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Just because.
Homer Brown, haven't you decided yet what you're going to get me?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? What does that mean?
Henry's supposed to be thinking of something.
Oh. Homer?
What?
Get Henry on the phone and find out what you're going to give me.
But Agnes...
Here, start talking.
Yes, ma'am. Call operator. Give me Elm 431.
Now, remember, Homer, I don't want you to spend a cent over $4 or $5.
Yes, Agnes.
Unless you promise you'll get me something cheaper for my birthday.
Oh. Hello, Hen. This is Homer. Did you think of anything yet? Uh-huh. What? But, Hen. Well, yeah, I know, but... Uh-huh. I suppose so, Hen. Yeah. Bye, Hen.
Well...
We want it to be a surprise, Agnes.
A surprise? Homer, that's wonderful. I just love surprises. What is it?
Well, you'll see.
Is it something I can wear?
Maybe.
I'll bet it's something I can eat. Is it, Homer?
Maybe.
No, it's something I can wear. I'm sure of it. Is it?
Maybe.
Homer, give me a hint.
I can't.
Why?
Henry said you'd try to force it out of me so he wouldn't even tell me.
Will Homer find out what he's giving Agnes for their anniversary? Stay tuned as Henry Aldrich continues in just a moment on Grandma's Old Radio.
KJZY 93.7.
Henry, couldn't you think of something that'd still leave Homer enough for the watch band?
I tried to, Mother, but a watch band would only leave Agnes 45 cents. You can't get much for that.
No, I imagine not.
Besides, I think the dozen roses will be very appropriate.
Poor Homer.
Yeah, he sure wanted that watch band.
Maybe this will teach him to change girls at least once a year.
Boy, if I only had a little more money, I'd buy him that watch band myself.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Henry. Since it's Homer's anniversary, I'll match whatever you put up. How much do you have in your dime bag?
A dime.
Well, that gives us 20 cents.
I'll match what both of you put up.
There, 40 cents. How much more do we need?
About 60.
60, eh?
The milk bottles. Henry, there are 5 empty ones on the back porch.
That's another quarter, only 35 cents more.
Maybe if we looked under the sofa pillow.
Sure.
Henry, my pillow.
A dime. I found a dime.
Look in the corner there, Henry. There's something shiny.
Father, did you lose a suspender button?
There's a nickel, Henry, and 2 pennies.
Here's another nickel. That's 10, 17, 22.
13 cents short.
Wait, I know what.
What?
I'll only buy Agnes 11 roses.
Fine, we've made it.
I'll go right down to the jeweler's now and get Homer his watch band.
Good.
You think I ought to have something engraved on it? Something like success?
Henry, this is the anniversary of Homer's winning Agnes, not the Kentucky Derby.
To you, Henry, right now.
What's the matter?
You have the nerve to ask me that?
What happened?
Homer, we'll never get anywhere if you just keep repeating what I say.
What you say? Do you deny you were down at the jeweler's this afternoon?
Huh?
Well, don't. Kathleen saw you.
Oh, is that all?
Uh-huh. So you admit it. You've ruined me, Henry.
I have.
How? Did you ever buy a ring for Kathleen on your anniversary?
A ring? Homer, don't be silly.
Then why did you buy one for me for Agnes on our anniversary?
A ring? I bought a ring.
Kathleen saw you.
Kathleen saw me buy a ring?
Well, not exactly buy it, but she saw you looking at them.
Rings? I didn't buy... Oh, sure, I remember now.
Uh-huh.
Sure, while I was waiting my turn, I just looked around. Maybe I did glance at some rings.
Glance? Then you didn't buy... But Kathleen told Agnes she saw...
See, Homer, you got all excited over nothing.
No, I didn't, Hen.
But, Homer, I didn't buy a ring.
Yes, but Agnes thinks she... I... Henry.
Yeah?
I'm engaged.
How did Homer ask you?
Well, he didn't exactly ask me, Kathleen.
Yes, but how did you know?
Well, I figured Henry wouldn't be buying a ring unless Homer had said something to him about wanting to be engaged, see?
Yes.
So I sort of helped him along. Men are always a little afraid to say the actual words.
But what did he say then?
Nothing. But I could tell from the look on his face that that's what was on his mind.
But how did you know?
Well, he didn't object when I suggested it, did he?
No.
So there you are.
My goodness.
You think I ought to send Henry a thank you card?
Well, I don't know. What does being engaged feel like?
Oh, sort of relaxing.
Relaxing?
Uh-huh. You know, you don't have to worry about are you going to have a date Saturday night and things like that. All of a sudden, all your problems are ended because you got your man to lean on.
Oh, it sounds just wonderful.
It is, Kathleen. It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
It's terrible, Henry. Just terrible.
Why not look at it this way, Homer? Engagements have their advantages, too.
Yeah, name one.
Well, they... Well, you... There must be some advantages. Otherwise, why would so many people do it?
Name one. Just one.
Well... For instance, when you're engaged, you don't have to spend so much money on the girl.
Oh, yeah? What about the engagement ring? That alone will keep me broke for the next 2 years.
Sure, Homer, but...
The funny part is, I never even thought of Agnes as something you'd get engaged to. And what am I gonna do?
You can always leave town.
Sure, that's what I'll do. Leave town, right now.
Right now? Where'll you go?
I don't know. What's the difference? So long, Henry.
Homer.
Don't try to stop me. It's the only way.
Homer, please.
Tell my folks I said you could have my new bike. All you have to do is tighten my new bike. I hardly even rode it.
Homer, if I didn't want to be engaged to a girl that badly, I'd just call her up and tell her so.
Sure. Why didn't I think of that? I'll tell her straight out. Operator, give me Elm 891, please. What should I say to her, Hen?
Oh, just say, look, Agnes, there's nothing personal in this, but I think we're both too young to know our own minds.
Sure, that's good.
And furthermore, Agnes, the whole thing...
Hen.
Just be firm, Hen.
I will, Hen. Hello, Agnes, this is Homer. Agnes, I... What? Oh. Miss Lawson? Oh. Madam? Agnes, I don't know what you mean. Agnes, Henry's here. But Agnes...
What's the matter?
She thinks I ought to call her dear.
Oh.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Uh-huh, dear. Yes, dear.
Homer?
Yes, dear. I mean...
Why didn't you tell her?
Because she... Henry.
Why?
What's a fella supposed to get his fiancée for her shower?
What?
A shower. Agnes said Kathleen insisted on giving her one.
Gee, I don't know, Homer. I think you're supposed to give her tablecloths and old pillowcases and things like that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Homer, why didn't you tell her about being too young to know your own mind?
Well, she sounded so positive about the whole thing. Boy, I got the feeling maybe it was illegal or something to call it off.
Gee whiz, maybe it is. You know what, Homer? Maybe you just ought to stick it out. Forever, if necessary. She's bound to get tired of you sooner or later.
Isn't an engagement sort of like a contract?
I guess so.
What can they do to you if you don't go through with your end of it?
I don't know. Did you write her any letters she could use against you?
Letters? I don't think... Oh, boy.
You mean you did?
No, she did.
Oh.
Right after the first time she kissed me. It was sort of a thank you letter.
Well, you better get home and burn it.
I did, as soon as I got it. But what if she kept a carbon copy?
Oh, boy.
Henry, I don't think my father's going to like... My father? Boy, wait till he finds out. Henry, why did you have to glance at rings in the first place?
I didn't know Kathleen was going to be snooping around.
Kathleen, that's the trouble with girls. They talk too much. Next thing you know, it'll be all over school. Henry.
Why?
Mr. Bradley will throw me out of school.
See, I told you there were advantages to being engaged.
Now, how can Henry get Homer out of this predicament? The conclusion of The Troubles of Henry Aldrich in just a moment on Grandma's Old Radio.
KJZY 93.7.
And now getting back to The Troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry's visit to a jewelry store has been misinterpreted by both Homer and Agnes. She thinks she's getting, and he thinks he's giving her an engagement ring. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It is the next day.
Alice.
What is it, dear?
Listen to this letter that came in the mail today. Dear Mr. Aldrich, I am a young high school student who suddenly finds himself engaged to another young high school student, female, of course.
My goodness.
As a lawyer, I would appreciate your advice on whether I can escape.
Escape?
Yeah, but that's crossed out and changed to whether I can disentangle myself, and if so, how.
And who's it from?
Yours truly, Desperate.
Oh. Well, what about the handwriting?
It's printed. Then there's a P.S. Kindly attach your answer to the lowest branch of the big maple tree in the empty lot on Olive and Fifth Street. Then there's a P.P.S. Kindly enclose a bill for your fee.
Well, who do you think?
Just a minute, Alice. There is also a P.P.P.S. When naming fee, kindly bear in mind that the writer is a poor, underline, young high school student. Alice, you don't suppose...
Well, did you tell her?
Yes, Henry.
What did she say?
She agreed with me. She didn't think long engagements were good either.
No kidding. See, Homer, I told you talking to her person to person would get you results.
It certainly did. Henry, are you busy June 1st?
No, why?
I thought you might like to be my best man.
An anonymous letter, Will?
Yeah.
Oh, Homer, stop staring into your soup and start eating it.
Yeah, that's what Sam told me, Elizabeth. Imagine a high school kid doing a thing like that.
And Sam didn't know who it was.
Oh, Homer, stop that. All he said was the note was signed Desperate.
A high school boy. You know, Will, if it didn't sound too ridiculous even for him, I'd guess it was Sam's own son, Henry.
Oh,
Homer, stop fishing around in your soup with your fingers. Take another spoon.
Well, whoever he is, he's an idiot.
What about his parents?
They're idiots, too. You suppose he's figuring on moving her in with his folks?
What else can he do?
You know what I'd do if I were that kid's father? I'd take him and his idiot bride and ship them right over to her idiot parents' house. Homer, if you're having that much trouble holding onto your spoon, tie it to your wrist or something.
Here's another spoon, dear. Fish out the other two.
It'd serve him right to have to live with a girl's parents. Let him use their pots and pans and utilities. Let him eat their food.
Oh, boy.
Homer.
Homer, come back here and clean up this mess.
Homer! I wonder what got into that boy.
Pots and pans, Henry. Utilities.
Take it easy,
I'm
Homer.
Too young, Hen. I'm just a kid.
Homer, you're getting hysterical again. Take another drink of water.
Thanks. Henry, what am I going to do? I don't want to live with the Lawsons.
Easy, Homer. Easy, boy. There was a letter from my father on the tree today.
There was? What'd he say?
He said if Desperate wanted advice, to drop in person.
We can't do that, Henry. Then he'd know.
Look, I've got it all figured out. We can tell him we're friends of Desperate, and he asked us to represent him.
Sure, sure. That's what we can do. Come on, Henry.
Hello, Father.
Hello, bud.
Hi, Mr. Aldrich.
Father, do you recall a communication you had from a party who prefers to remain nameless?
Oh, yes. Desperate, wasn't it?
That's right, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, he's sort of asked us to represent him.
Oh?
Sort of party of the third party, you might say.
I see. You mean you have his power of attorney?
Well, no, Father. He didn't know it was necessary.
Mr. Aldrich, couldn't we discuss it purely hypotheoretically?
Why, yes, I suppose so. Now, what exactly is Desperate's problem?
Well, he sort of found himself engaged.
Against his will, Mr. Aldrich, against his will.
I see.
So what can he do to get disentangled?
Before he gets all mixed up with pots and pans and utilities.
I see. Now, let's see. This same point came up in the case of Schneiderkopf versus Schneiderkopf.
Who won, Father?
Schneiderkopf.
Is that good or bad for the third party?
Well, in a divided opinion, the Supreme Court decided that in the event of a reversal of sentiment on the part of one of the contractees to an engagement, the dissenting party was obligated to so inform the said partner to said contract.
Really, Father?
The exact wording of the decision.
That's very interesting, Mr. Aldrich. Did he get any time off for good behavior?
I'm afraid you don't understand, Homer. He was no longer engaged.
Why? But how did he get out of it?
He called the girl and told her it was off.
That's all?
That's all.
And Agnes couldn't do anything to him?
Nothing.
Boy, thank you, Mr. Aldrich, thank you.
Homer, stop kissing my hand. You should have been here, Alice. It was a riot.
I can imagine. What did Homer say after you?
Well, in the first place, he looked 30 years younger. Then he and Henry began to discuss how to break it to Agnes. It seems Homer didn't relish the idea of breaking it to her face to face. So he thought Henry should do it. Inasmuch as Henry was responsible for his predicament, having been seen in the fatal jewelry store at the fatal time.
Poor Henry.
Oh, he's not doing it. Henry was as reluctant to face Agnes as Homer was.
Then how?
It was finally decided that Henry would break the news to Kathleen, who in turn would break it to Agnes.
My goodness. When is all this going to happen?
Well, Henry left for Kathleen's about an hour ago. Homer kept saying, "Hurry, Henry, before my father finds out. Hurry, Henry, my father will kill me."
Is that you, Henry?
Yes, Mother.
Yeah, did you see Kathleen?
Sure, I just came from there.
Well, how did everything go?
Well, I said, "Kathleen," I said, "don't you think Homer and Agnes are a little too young to be engaged? After all," I said, "she may find someone she likes more than Homer."
That's not bad. What did she say to that?
Well, she said, "What if she doesn't?"
My goodness.
And then I said, "Still, Kathleen, a young girl can have much more fun going out with lots of boys."
Then what happened?
Well, then we talked a little more about boys and girls and the advantages and disadvantages of being engaged and things like that, see?
I see. And how did it come out?
I think I'm a little bit engaged myself.
What?
Henry!
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Frank Tarloff with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth.
The golden sounds of old-time radio continue with Jimmy Durante, Vic and Sade, and Abbott and Costello when we return in a few moments with Grandma's Old Radio.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, toot-toot, he blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with us.
And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bubba of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the boogie woogie bugle ball of Company B.
When he plays reveille, he's the boogie woogie bugle boy of
The holidays are a perfect time to reflect, to be thankful for what you have, the family you love, the friends you cherish, and for the blessings that will come. David and Melissa Conning wish you the hope, the joy, and the wonder of the holidays today and throughout the coming new year.
You're listening to a special New Year's Day presentation on Jazzy, Grandma's Old Radio, celebrating the golden age of radio, presented as a holiday gift from David and Melissa Conning and Jazzy 93.7. KJZY Sebastopol.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Another comedian from vaudeville, who gained stardom on radio was the Schnoz, Jimmy Durante. Every one of his shows contained some reference to the size of his nose, and pictures of Jimmy were all